John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Donald Trump has backed Eric Zemmour for the president of France, which is not a small thing. So the French election is coming up on the 10th of April. And even if you're not French, this is something that we should be paying attention to. It should be important to everyone on our side of politics, really, because many topics that have been off limits in mainstream conversations in the rest of Europe and North America are now on the table in France. And this is very interesting. And it's not only proof that the Overton window does shift rightwards if there is enough force behind it, it's also important to pay attention to the direction of the discourse in which it's going in, how the corporate media reacts to it, and the difference in reporting between both the States, Europe, and France specifically, because there are differences there. For example, the United States is just saying how awful it is that France is doing this. How can they do this? They're also racist. Isn't France awful? And then Europe's just like, begrudgingly, just like, oh, I suppose it's bad, but we can kind of understand. That's the theme I'm getting from it. And then you look at French literature and they're just like, yes, we are being torn apart. This is like a civil war sort of scenario. So it's very interesting how far down the rabbit hole they are. I think they've realized that Islam in particular is incompatible with the West. And I think we need to be paying attention to France because it's like a litmus test for the rest of Europe and North America and perhaps even the world about whether the right can wrestle back control from the left that have basically infiltrated all of the institutions that control government. And of course, France being further along isn't really a surprise because they've suffered so much from Islamic terror attacks. I think one of the countries in Europe that have had...
I think it's the most.
Yeah, exactly.
By quite a long way. And they've got the most Islamic immigration as well.
Mm-hmm. And Zemmour has been hitting the right notes about this. It's reassuring to see him actually talking about issues which we've been talking about for a very long time and it be accepted by the mainstream.
He's a very, very eloquent speaker. I really like his style, actually.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, now Trump has backed him. It adds a certain amount of legitimacy to his claim to be the president. So I'm going to read from one of Rory's dispatches on our website. And it says, Eric Zemmour, a French presidential candidate known for his right nationalist political position and criticism of Islam, has revealed that he has won the backing of former US President Donald Trump after a long and friendly phone call on Tuesday. It was reported by Zemmour's campaign that the phone call saw Trump and the leader of the anti-migration Reconquest. It does indeed, yes. Very good name.
Brilliant
for a party.
Name.
Discuss issues such as migration, law and order, and the economy. Commenting on the call, Zemmour, 63, said, we were able to share our views on the respective destinies of France and the US, which are caught up in the turmoil of a war of civilizations. Trump told me that I should say, stay true to myself. He said that the media were going to describe me as brutal, but I should be sincere, and that the important thing was to keep my sincerity, and I think he is right.
Brilliant.
Which is, I think, the right thing to say, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the saving graces for Trump and why he was so popular on the right was because everyone knew he was saying what he really thought.
He was sincere.
And even many left-wingers can certainly admit that he was definitely saying what he thought, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a filter of any kind and just blurted out whatever it was that he thought was the case, which was brilliant. That's why I liked him.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Zemmour certainly has some views that are deemed controversial, and is worth mentioning that these views, talking about them and providing political commentary on them, is not acceptable in the Anglosphere, particularly on YouTube. However, mysteriously, it is in French. It's a weird double standard that if you say the exact same things in French, you're allowed to get away with it. Unfortunately, my French isn't quite good enough for me to do that. But I'm going to talk about this, but bear in mind that I can't actually state any opinions about it because we will get in trouble with YouTube. So the article is from France 24, which is trying to smear Zemmour. Of course. And it's called How France's Great Replacement Theory Conquered the Global Far Right. And they're already using the term far right to try and smear him, make him look bad, because this is one of the phrases that he has used. And it starts off with contentious Fox News host Tucker Carlson often refers to it live on air. Mr. Far Right Tucker Carlson over there.
I mean, he's right wing, but like he's not Nazi,
far right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has propelled a white nationalist to commit a 2019 terrorist attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, killing 51 people. Now it's resurfacing in its country of origin, where far-right pundit Eric Zemmour is propagating the theory on TV and social media. But what is the great replacement theory and how did it originate? And it goes on to explain where this actually comes from. And it's very interesting that the history of this in France, because they have like a national narrative about it, which I think is part of the reason why it's so acceptable in France.
Right.
So it goes on to explain. Account suspended. Two bold words decorate Renaud Camus' Twitter profile, blocking his access to the platform he used to engage in political debates and advance his beliefs. Though arguably not as internationally known as Albert Camus, who I quite like, actually. The theories that author Renaud Camus has written about...
I do my best not to read Frenchmen. sorry, carry on.
Camus is actually very good.
Sure he is, but he's French.
He's French Algerian, if that makes any difference.
Not anymore.
Has written about and travelled far. In his 2011 book, Le Grand Replacement, he coined the term the Great Replacement, believe it or not, which became a rallying cry for the far right worldwide. Rooted in racist nationalist views, here goes France 24, the Great Replacement Theory purports that an elitist group is colluding against white French and European people to eventually replace them with non-Europeans from Africa and the Middle East, the majority of whom are Muslim. Renaud Camus often refers to this as genocide by substitution. Right.
Remember, no comment on that then.
Yes. If this conspiracy theory were true, this would be truly awful, wouldn't it? Oh,
yes.
It'd be terrible.
It's a good thing this isn't true.
Yes. Notions of the theory date back as far as 1900, when the father of French nationalism, Maurice Barre, spoke about a new population that would take over, triumph and ruin our homeland.
Oh, that definitely didn't happen.
No.
Been to Paris lately? Definitely not true.
In an article for a daily newspaper, Le Journal, he wrote, "The name of France might well survive, the special character of our country would, however, be destroyed, and the people settled in our name and in our territory would be heading towards destinies contradictory to the destinies and needs of our land and our dead."
Yeah, that's definitely not the case. No, I went to Paris and it was just full of
it's
people.
Full of French Parisians.
Yes.
Sipping red wine and
exploding
eating snails.
Occasionally.
Yeah, they've got an awful temper, these French people.
They really do.
So other candidates have used this phrase as well, as illustrated by the New York Times complaining about the dialogue in France. So France, a racist conspiracy theory edges into the mainstream.
But the French are saying what they think. Oh, how could they? Yeah, I know.
It goes against our narrative.
Yeah.
So another candidate, actually the front runner against Macron, is Valérie Pécresse, who is another centre-right presidential candidate who used the phrase the Great Replacement in a speech, according to the New York Times, punctuated with coded attacks on immigrants and Muslims. Coded attacks. So
it's weird that like it seems that almost everyone but Macron is basically like immigration bad.
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's something that the French people want, isn't it?
Something like they believe. Mm. Yeah.
And I also find it ironic that this is coming from the New York Times, which peddled the 1619 project,
yes.
Which was like a conspiracy that America was secretly started in 1619.
Yeah, and
everyone
deliberately
just agrees.
For the oppression of black people as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So they're not exactly
there were loads
one
of historians
who
came out and were like, this is just trash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Karen.
So Valérie Pécresse is polling supposedly about 2 points ahead of Zemmour and is the main challenger to Macron, who is still polling the best. However, political polling is always not to be trusted.
Yeah, probably.
There's also the fact that I think the powers that be may not actually allow this force to come about, if you will. I don't want to imply anything, but I imagine that the resurgence of the centre-right may need a certain fortification, but I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
So it goes on to talk about how this Overton window has shifted and now it's acceptable. It says, and I actually agree with this part, and I never thought I'd say I agree with the New York Times. So until a couple of years ago, the Great Replacement, a racist conspiracy theory that white Christian populations are being intentionally replaced by non-white immigrants, didn't necessarily specify.
Every 2 weeks, a mosque is erected in France and a church is destroyed.
Yeah, they've had every so many. I'm pretty sure, was it a Rwandan asylum seeker burnt down a Nice cathedral?
Yep.
Well, set fires in three separate places.
Yeah, the churches are constantly being burned down and destroyed. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And mosques are going up. So it's like, okay, well,
what do you make of that?
Yeah, what do I say?
Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's so toxic in France that even Marine Le Pen, the longtime leader of the country's far right, pointedly refused to use it. Well, I'd imagine that if she's actually far right,
how far right could she be if she's like, well, I'm not going to say that.
But a presidential race that has widened the boundaries of political acceptability in France, Valérie Pécresse, the candidate of the mainstream centre-right party in the coming election, used the phrase over the weekend in a speech punctuated with coded attacks against... Yeah, it's saying the same thing again. The use of the slogan in what has been billed as the most important speech so far by Ms. Pécresse, a top rival of Macron, has fueled intense criticism from both her opponents as well as allies within her party. It also underscored France's further shift to the right, especially among middle-class voters and the overwhelming influence of right-wing candidates in this campaign.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. How terrible the New York Times is saying.
Yeah, well, if they're screeching about it, I'm quite happy about it.
And I want to return to an article from the Daily Mail, which I actually spoke about in the dispatches from, or the segments from last weekend, but I only brushed over it. So I wanted to go into this in a little bit more detail, because it's very interesting and it highlights the actual problems that the French are facing. So it's titled, France Spits on My Family, French Muslims Fury as Politicians Focus on Islam.
Hang on. Oh. Maybe. Why are you there? Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way France considers to, you know, the way things are going, why are you there? You know, you can always leave. You actually have another country that you come from. Sorry.
Imagine if you're...
I just hate this attitude.
It's so annoying.
It's insufferable. It's like, if you don't like it, piss off. You know? Anyway, far be it from me to defend the sanctity of France. Carry on.
With one town being described as Afghanistan, 2 hours from Paris,
yeah,
which was Zemmour saying that, by the way,
after
reporters writing about Sharia was forced to go into hiding.
Oh, I wonder why. I wonder if someone was going to get beheaded.
So this guy's complaining about his hurt feelings while reporters are having to go into hiding for covering Sharia in France.
Oh, God.
So
yeah.
Apparently French Muslims are saying they now live under permanent suspicion due to anti-Islamic rhetoric from
politicians. Oh, if only there was a way we could leave France.
Oh, no.
If only there was another Muslim country that would take us.
French far-right presidential candidate Eric Zemmour described the town of Roubaix in northern France as Afghanistan, 2 hours from Paris. coincidentally, this town is twinned with Bradford in the UK. Which is a weird twist of fate, isn't it?
Meme magic right there. Yeah.
God. This comes as journalist Ophelie Minuet covered a rise of radical Islam in the town and was given police protection after receiving death threats. She revealed that Sharia-compliant faceless children's toys were being sold in the town, as well as restaurant booths to shield women from the male gaze.
How progressive.
So yeah, basically this small town has been taken over by Islam, and I think it's one of the highest concentrations of Muslims in France, actually.
Right.
And it's just on the, I think it's on the border with Belgium.
Hmm.
So these Muslims supposedly fear that anti-Islamic rhetoric has now been normalized in France by the far right, such as Eric Zemmour and Marine Le Pen. And here's the quote from a Muslim here. I have the impression that today's France spits on my parents who fought to liberate it, on my parents who come to build its roads, and on me who has respected all the rules of democracy and integration. So then they're missing the point then. If they're integrating, they're not really the problem, are they?
Exactly. How is it that you get these Islamic enclaves all over France and Zemmour can point to one and everyone's like, oh, you're not allowed to say that because it's obviously true. And how is it there's so much terrorism? How is it that men get beheaded in the street in France for blaspheming
school
against Mohammed?
Teachers, yeah.
If they're following the rules of democracy and integration, it's like you personally might be, but there are clearly problems, right? There are clearly problems. Mm-hmm.
And to kind of highlight the fact that the conversation is still somewhat stifled, Zemmour, who has twice been convicted for hate crimes for statements about Islam, told France Interradio, French people who are Muslim must live in the French way and not consider that Sharia law is superior to the laws of the Republic.
And that's a true statement, but how can that possibly be the case? Because Sharia law is the law of God.
Well, that's... supposedly the opinion of the French government at the minute, that's for sure, because they're allowing it to
but
be enforced.
To a Muslim, Sharia law is the law of God, and the law of the Republic is the law of man. Mm-hmm. So which one are you, a God-fearing Muslim, bound to obey?
It just shows that Islam is incompatible with Western democracy, isn't it?
Yeah, a literal interpretation of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... and this is the final thing I'm going to mention about this article. For Muslims who make up almost 9% of the country's mainland population, they have been uneasy over bursts of rhetoric against them during the presidential election campaign.
Leave.
So it's worth mentioning almost 10% of the country is Muslim.
Yeah.
How long has that been the case, I wonder? What, in the past 50, 60 years?
Oh, well, it's definitely very new,
10% of the population has changed.
Yeah.
Because I imagine there wasn't a wealth of Islamic
worship
in France, say, 100 years ago, that's for sure.
No, certainly not.
So there's been some interesting reactions to this.
Frankly, we just want to meet among Arabs to tell each other how bad things are. Then leave. Then leave. If you're living in this evil country and you say, I just want to live among other Arabs, there's a whole... aren't there like 36 Arab states or something like that?
There are loads, yeah.
There are loads of Arab states. If you don't have to live in France if you want to live among Arabs.
Maybe I should move to Saudi Arabia and just be like, can you cut out that call to prayer? It's like first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I want to lie in.
Anyway.
Moving on. One interesting thing is a green candidate in France labelled Eric Zemmour a token Jew in an interesting... turn of events. So the French presidential candidate, known for his bright nationalist political positions and criticising Islam, was criticised by Europe Ecology, the Green Party, which is the name of a party, which is really annoying and long. The candidate, Yannick Jadot, was trying to reconcile part of... he accused him of trying to reconcile part of France with Pétain and with anti-Semitism.
But he is an Algerian Jew.
I know. It's ridiculous. Zemmour, 63, has long supported arguments that the Second World War era Vichy regime, headed by Nazi collaborator Marshal Philippe Pétain, had been judged unfairly by history. The leader of the anti-migration Reconquer Party argued that the Vichy authorities had in fact saved more than 95% of Jews of French nationality, while Maurice Papon, a wartime French police chief convicted in 1998 for his role in the deportation of Bordeaux, was a victim of political correctness.
I have no idea, so I can't comment.
That's all right. Speaking to the Jewish radio station Radio J, Jadot, 54, accused Zemmour of voicing positions expressed previously by Jean-Marie Le Pen and former head of the National Front and father of Marine Le Pen, the current head of National Rally. And this is a direct quote here. Zemmour carries the same message, except he has a difference with Le Pen Senior, and perhaps... it's the most pervasive difference. Zemmour is Jewish.
The most perverse difference is that he's Jewish.
Which is even worse.
What a weird... okay.
This is a problem.
It's perverse, this Jew.
Who'd have thought? Islamo-leftist.
Yeah.
Is complaining about Jews.
And the Jews like Vive la France.
In fact, he acts as a token Jew for anti-Semites.
Would they want a token Jew? Honestly, why would an anti-Semite want a token Jew? Okay, yeah.
Responding to Jadot's accusations, Jérôme Rivière, I don't know how to say his name, Zemmour's campaign spokesman, described the remarks as odious and illustrative of the anti-Semitism of Islamo-leftism.
Based.
Yes. So, Moving on to one of the final articles I'm going to look at. This is Middle East Eye, which is it's having a look at the French election. Who is voting for far-right polemicist Eric Zemmour? And then sensible the tagline people, underneath.
The middle class.
Yeah. Zemmour's Islamophobia seems to be resonating in a country where Muslims have for years been subject to discrimination and racism.
Then leave. Mm. You don't allow have me to stay.
Allow me to remind you of something that happened in 2015. What about the Paris attacks in 2015, all known as the Bataclan, where 130 innocent people were killed by Islamists?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's more important than your hurt feelings, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that's the worst Islamic atrocity in the West as well, right?
Probably since 9/11.
In Europe.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the European continent, I think that's the worst. And that was, I mean, if you just read about it, it's awful.
Yes.
Awful.
I'm pretty sure Callum covered it, and they were basically torturing people and butchering them in horrific ways that are barbaric.
And that's not to talk about, like, you know, the Charlie Hebdo shooting or the recent beheading of Samuel Paty or any of these other awful, evil things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, no.
Muslims' feelings. Oh, great.
Yeah, no.
No, obviously this is nonsense.
Yeah.
But anyway, make sure to keep an eye on Eric Zemmour, because I think interesting things will be happening in France that are worth keeping an eye on.
If you enjoyed that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on site, such as this video, which is Thomas Dowling's Critical Base Theory series, this one on the cost of modernity. But if you want to follow Thomas, you can also follow him on Getter at Thomas Dowling on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.